KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 23 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Our forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies today and a high around 42. Topping local news, firefighters from several area fire departments were called to the scene of a fire early this morning in Fontenelle. According to the Adair County Sheriff's Office, the blaze took place at a business just off the town square at around 4 a.m. Firefighting crews from Fontenelle, Greenfield, Orient, and Creston were called to fight the flames and were still on the scene late last hour. Additional details are currently not available. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
The Clarinda Police Department reports an arrest has been made in connection with the attempted burglary earlier this morning. Police Chief Keith Brothers says 30-year-old Kyle Bond of Clarinda was charged with attempted burglary in the third degree, possession of burglary tools, trespassing, and fourth degree criminal mischief. His arrest stems from an investigation into an incident which was reported to have occurred at around 2 a.m. Brothers says officers responding to a reported burglary in progress at 300 East Logan Street discovered entry had been made into the home after an exterior glass door was broken. Following an immediate search of the area, officers were able to track a set of footprints to the area of 14th and Clark Streets where they encountered Bond. The man was detained for questioning and then taken into custody. Bond was booked into the Page County Jail where he was being held on a $5,000 bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. It's not clear if he's the same person responsible for two early morning home invasions that occurred in Clarinda over the past week. Today's incident remains under investigation. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday that 26-year-old Albert Johnson of Atlantic was arrested Tuesday. Johnson was taken into custody on a charge of harassment in the third degree. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. The Iowa Department of Transportation announced on Wednesday that Atlantic will be one of six sites for a public information meeting pertaining to the state's long-range transportation plan. The meeting in Atlantic will be held March the 15th at the DOT's District 4 office at 2210 East 7th Street from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. During each of the six meetings, which are scheduled for around the state, a presentation will be made at 5:15 p.m. with DOT personnel available from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. on the specific dates to individually discuss the plan. Meeting rooms are accessible for persons with disabilities, and if you'd like to provide comments or request special accommodations, you can contact the DOT's Office of System Planning in Ames at 515-239-1520. The DOT will be accepting public comment on the plan through March the 30th. And to view more information about that plan, you can log on to the DOT's website at www.iowadot.gov/iowainmotion/state.html. There is a link to that on our story on the website here on KJAN.com. A woman who own or manage farmland in and around Shelby County are invited to a free discussion and field tour on Wednesday at the Turkleson Activity Center in Harlan. The focus of the meeting is making informed decisions about hunting and managing wildlife on your farmland. Coffee and registration begins at 8:30 a.m. A free lunch will be provided, followed by an optional field tour of area habitat sites. That event is sponsored by the Women Food and Agriculture Network as part of its Women Caring for Land series. In collaboration with the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, the Iowa DNR, and Iowa State University Extension. Following a lunch, the NCRS staff will lead a field tour to view conservation practices on the ground. And if you'd like more information about the program, visit www.wfan.org. And to reserve your place for the meeting, you can contact Lynn Hughes at 515-201-9405 by no later than 5 p.m. on Monday, February 27th. The space is limited to 15, so you want to reserve your space early. Authorities have charged a Western Iowa woman with 93 counts of animal neglect. The Sac County Sheriff's Office said the charges stem from the rescue of 87 dogs and one cat from a farm in rural Chiron. The carcasses of five dead animals were found when officials searched the farm on January 25th. The sheriff's office at 44-year-old Mary Broderson has been charged. She's since relinquished ownership of the animals, which have been turned over to various shelters. Six of the dogs were suspected of being pregnant. And some of those dogs rescued from rural western Iowa residents last month are now available for adoption. Authorities say the 88 dogs, mostly Cocker Spaniels, were living in filthy conditions in cages with their coats matted in dried feces. The dogs have since been groomed and cared for at five animal shelters around the state. The dogs' health issues included fleas, tooth decay, and skin, ear, and bladder infections. The Siouxland Humane Society in Sioux City received 14 of the dogs. Their director, Jerry Dominacek, says that a few of them now have new homes.
We did have some people that were on a call list, so those people were called and they came in, and five have been adopted, and now we're hoping that just general public comes in and we get the remaining nine adopted.
The 88 dogs, as we mentioned a moment ago, were taken from a property near Chiron in Sac County, and Mary Broderson gave up ownership last Friday. She was also ordered to pay $25,000 to cover the shelter's costs of caring for those animals. The Cedar Valley Humane Society and Cedar Rapids received 15 of the 88 dogs. Spokeswoman Jan Clark said the community has offered a lot of support.
The response has been overwhelming. We have had a lot of people step up and bring us supplies as well as, you know, make monetary donations.
One of the pregnant dogs taken to the Cedar Rapids shelter delivered six puppies this past Sunday. Clark said most of the dogs are getting closer to being ready for adoption, but her shelter isn't accepting any applications for the animals just yet.
They seem surprisingly social for what they've been through. But we're guessing that, you know, after they've been poked and prodded, and, you know, I'm just like anybody, any person, you know, going to want a little time to kind of recover from that.
The Boone Area Humane Society has been caring for 21 of the rescued dogs, and Executive Director Heidi Dries-White said many of them will be going to new homes very soon.
We do have applications in on some of them. We're reviewing the applications carefully to make sure that each home is a good fit for the animal. Some of these dogs are more socialized than others, so some are better suited for any type of home, and others really need more of a quiet home with, you know, limited number of people interacting right away.
One of the dogs that was taken to the Boone shelter recently gave birth to three pups. The director of the Animal Rescue League of Carroll said they have six of the Sac County dogs, and the Carroll facility is now accepting applications for their eventual adoption. A 32-year-old Northwest Iowa man has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and other charges. James Pietroso is accused of strangling a woman, sexually assaulting her, and threatening her life. Sioux City television station KTIV reports that at the time of the alleged attack in November, Pietroso was out on bond after being arrested in a drug case. He'd been a fugitive for almost a month when he surrendered to law enforcement officials in December. They don't have a trial date listed for him just yet. Authorities say a body found in a ditch near Ida Grove in northwest Iowa is that of an Oldebolt man reported missing in early January. The Ida County Sheriff's Office Wednesday said an autopsy identified the man as 44-year-old Charles Byrd. He was reported missing on January 7th. Byrd was last seen leaving his house to search for his wallet. A county worker found his body on February 9th near Arthur. Authorities say they don't suspect foul play in connection with Byrd's death. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has awarded a $4.7 million contract for levee repair work on the Missouri River south of Nebraska City. The Corps says the work will repair damage done during last summer's flooding of the levee and includes repairing scour holes, constructing seepage berms, and seeding. Work on the critical aspects is to be completed by March the 1st. The Corps said the project is aimed at reducing the flood risk for about 6 square miles, including the Omaha Public Power District's coal-fired power plant in Nebraska City. The contract was awarded to Newt Marine Services out of Dubuque. Taking a look at our national news headlines at this hour, first-time claims for unemployment benefits have dropped to the lowest level in 4 years. The Labor Department says that applications dropped 13,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 348,000. That's the fourth drop in 5 weeks. Claims consistently below 375,000 usually signal that hiring is strong enough to lower the unemployment rate. General Motors has earned its highest profits ever. Last year, GM made $7.6 billion, and that's up 62% from 2010. The company says union workers will get $7,000 in profit-sharing checks. Moody's Investor Service says it could lower the credit ratings of the world's largest banks, such as Citigroup, the Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs. Moody's says long-term prospects for profitability and growth are shrinking. The announcement comes just days after the ratings agency said it was cutting the ratings of Italy, Portugal, and Spain because of doubts over the Eurozone's ability to dig out of its debt crisis. News time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Dean Culver, age 103 of Panora, died February 9th at Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Dean Culver will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Anna Mae Lawrence, age 92 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Anna Mae Lawrence will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dan Sinner, age 80 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. A Mass of the Resurrection for Dan Sinner will be held on Friday at 1 o'clock at the St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Eleanor Babe Krogh, age 92 of Exira, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Eleanor Krogh will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Constance Connie Henkelman, age 60 of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Connie Henkelman will be held on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Pearl Alvina Peterson, age 85 of Bella Vista, Arkansas, and formerly of Avoca, died Monday in Springdale, Arkansas. Funeral services for Pearl Peterson will be held this coming Monday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Arlene Wegner, age 82 of Manning, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Arlene Wegner will be on Tuesday of next week at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Warren T. Chaffee, age 86 of Lancaster, California, and formerly of Harlan, died February 9th in Lancaster. A memorial mass for Warren Chaffee will be held on Friday, March the 30th at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. The Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Corwin Keitlinger, age 76 of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Corwin Keitlinger has donated his body to science in an effort to help study Alzheimer's disease. A celebration of life memorial service will be held for him at a later date. The Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. And that is the check of our news this morning, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.